Have you ever had a time where you thought things were going really, really well, and life could hardly be better? Have you walked around with a smile on your face, knowing precisely where things are going to end up? The world is about to be laid at your feet. Everything is good. Fantastic, even. That's usually right about the time when life likes to kick you in the shins, let me tell you. I've met life. She delights in being unfair and favors only those who fight her. Death, on the other hand, is far more of a gentleman, if slightly scarier. Well, perhaps I'd better start at the beginning. My name is Cal Thorpe, of Harcourt Marketing. I was their top marketing manager and public relations agent, well on my way up the ladder. I had been in this job about 4 years, and I was doing good. No, not good. Spectacular. I had just finished up a highly successful marketing campaign for a sports medicine doctor who had written a book about some journey in some foreign country where he discovered the secret to life or some such nonsense. It was an overdone idea, but I had marketed it and done fantastically well. The sales had hit the New York Times bestseller list in a week, and his social media following was enormous. He had talks scheduled with all the national shows, and there were even whispers of an international tour. I was just that good. Anyways, on this particular night, I was walking through the park on a shortcut to a celebratory dinner, likely to do with my recent success. Old Lady Harcourt, the widow of the original owner, was being generous enough to treat me and a few of the other executives at a steakhouse across the city. Ostensibly, the dinner was to celebrate the firm's mention in one of the top business associations. But I think everyone in attendance really knew what was going on. When you got in with her, you were in. I could see a vice presidency in my near future. Basically, things were going well for me. Really well. I was making money faster than I could spend it. I was practically rolling in new clients. Even now, my phone was vibrating with requests from people to take them on. My assistant had stepped in months ago to field most of those. But even the ones that went through kept me busy at all hours. I had a fancy apartment that had more space than your average big city digs, and a view that photographers would envy. Not that I actually needed the space, since I didn't have a girlfriend or even a cat, but it was worth every penny. I wore tailored suits, patent leather shoes, had designer glasses. My social media pages were growing exponentially, and I was about to have dinner with someone who thought her diamond bracelet was casual wear. I was on top of the world. And then I wasn't. "Give me a wallet," a pressure in my side. I panicked. There was a man mugging me in the middle of the park. He had a gun.
"Give it to me!"
All right, I said, holding up my hands. All the success in the world couldn't stop them from shaking. I reached into my jacket pocket and tried not to pass out.
"No funny business,"
the man growled, pressing his gun deeper into my side. No, of course not, I stammered. I was reaching into my pocket when a dog barked from not far away. My mugger cursed violently and jerked against me. I felt time slow down. My heart beat once in my ears, blocking out all noise. For that fleeting moment, I was certain everything would be all right. The mugger would run. I would call the police, go to dinner. Then there was a spectacular roaring clap, and I was even more certain that I was going to die.
"Good evening, Mr. Thorpe."
I gaped at the figure in the three-piece suit. He had a hat on, one of those wool fedoras from the 1940s, and it shaded most of his features.